Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
August 15th, 1971 was when Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard. And that's why our economy is in this very precarious position today. And we have never been here in the history of the world. I mean, we printed more money in 10 years than we have in the last 10,000 years. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. So what happened on August 15th, 1971, the 50th anniversary is coming up, is what kind of inspired me to question things. As I was saying to you when I first talked to you, I'm impressed with your generation because you guys are far more aware of what's going on, at least financially, macroeconomically, than any other generation in history. But my generation, the boomer generation, we were clueless. You know, so when August 15th, 1971 came, what people don't realize was right after that, we broke the agreement of the Bretton Woods Agreement, 1944. We promised the world the dollar would be backed by gold. Going back in time, so in 1933, it was FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who everybody loves. The guy was a hardcore Marxist. He made owning gold illegal. Mm. And so 1933, 1944, you got to study history, Bretton Woods, 71, Nixon screws the world. But this is the thing that happened, Jay, that really screwed my generation of boomers. The 401k was born in 1974. So today you have my generation, the boomers, they're hanging on by a thread due to historical events coming in. So now the stock market is at an all-time high. It's nuts. And the reason it's all-time high is because our CEOs are borrowing money from the Treasury to repurchase their own stocks. So we don't have a real economy. We don't have a real stock market. And the U.S., the Fed is greatly in debt. The U.S. is greatly in debt. So your generation is far more aware. But my generation, my concern is the market is going to come down. Stock market, bond market, real estate market. And my generation is not prepared for it, because they're not as turned on or aware as much of your generation is. Like, you know, like it's such a paradox of what's going on. Yeah, but you can see it if you're aware. And so that's why I commend you and your generation for being more aware than my generation. So the thing that happened in 74 was very, very important. Back in 1950s, when I was a real little kid, I was working with my rich dad, who was my best friend's father.
Yeah.
He had executives at his company that played the stock market. So this is the 50s and the 60s. And my rich dad said, anybody who's in the stock market's a gambler. And so I don't do business with gamblers. And I still remember that. So when I talk, a lot of my friends are not in the stock market. So this is the point. Back in the 50s and the 60s, prior to 71, when they took the dollar off the gold standard, you could save dollars because they weren't printing it. It was backed by gold. You see, 1944 to 71, you have to look at history. So it was really smart to be a saver of dollars. It was also smart. My rich dad didn't really save money. He built projects. He was a, you know, he built big projects. But he bought bonds. So the smart money back in the 50s and the 60s was in bonds and savings because they didn't print money. If you can get your head around that one. And so today we're printing $120 billion a month in the U.S. I mean, this is insanity. So my message is, so 1974, they sent my generation into the 401k, Canada's RRSP, Australia's a superannuation, Japan's a 401k. So you have a whole generation, the old guys like me, who are hoping and praying that stock market stays up.
Yeah.
And because they print money, and money was so cheap, the CEOs were borrowing the money to buy their stocks. The bull goes up the stairs, the bear comes out the window. It's a very important investment strategy. What happens in a bull market is that at the top, people are happy. Please remember that, Jay. I mean, I can't even get reservations to eat. Places are packed. Biden's sending out checks. People are getting checks for having kids. You know, for having puppies, they give you checks. And so everybody is euphoric. So here we are at the top of a bull market. But when the bear goes out the window, it comes down so fast. Like I think it was Ernest Hemingway who said, how did you go bankrupt? Slowly at first, then suddenly.
Yeah.
The suddenly is coming. So my message to the Cambridge House Group and all this right now is start shifting your attitude to depression. How are you going to get rich when everybody's depressed? I want you to think about that because Jim's Records, you know, is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
The great new depression. We're going to a depression. And my generation has never been through a depression. My family was. So we're heading into the next great depression. So unless it sounds pessimistic, but the bull goes up the stairs. Everybody's happy. Champagne's flowing. I can't get a reservation. But when that bear comes down, a depression is emotional. People are depressed. So I don't mean to be a pessimist, but I'm saying get prepared to how you're going to make money when people are depressed. That's when you get rich. You make more money in a crash than you do in a boom. Be prepared for people being depressed. And then you'll see a different market emerging. I'm still investing. I mean, I'm doing all that. I don't stop.
Right.
But I'm not... You know, I bought a lot of real estate also just last couple of months ago, another $160 million worth of real estate. But the reason we're doing that is because we know people are, U.S. is becoming a nation of renters. And there's so many houses that are going into a foreclosure right now that the migration will become out of homeowners into apartment renters. So we're preparing for the depression. If that makes sense to you, I'm not saying I'm depressed. I'm just saying to your age group, be prepared for an economy where people are depressed and you'll see a different economy. And your generation is aware, but they're gambling right now. Do you know what I mean? You have a generation of gamblers because they're in the stock market. So let me say it again. My rich dad, when I was a kid, he says only gamblers are in the stock market. But what happened in 74, they pushed, my generation into the stock market. So all across the world, Jay, right now, is you have old guys like me who are happy because the stock market is high. And if I'm correct, the bear is about to take a leap out the window. Slowly at first, suddenly.
You've been listening to the world famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.